Direct from San Diego, it's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2014. The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here with Doug Hagedorn. He is the CEO of Tactilus, and Tactilus is a new way to provide an interface for touchscreens, but using magnets in a sense, I guess. So Doug's going to tell us all about it. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Well, thanks very much.
Now, you probably have a much better description than I just did. So go ahead and tell us a little bit of what is Tactilus.
So Tactilus, what we've done is we've created a product that's designed to help people who are blind and visually impaired and can't see graphics or images or diagrams on an LCD screen or a printed page,
okay,
have a way to interact with physical representations of those diagrams and images. And so what it is, we have a standard LCD screen, and underneath it, we've created our own hardware that's an array of magnets that we can turn on and off.
Okay.
You could activate a magnet if you were looking at something like a map of the San Diego transit system. As you scan your finger across and arrive at these magnetic points, you'd know that you'd arrived at a station. And the system is tracking your hand, so when you get to a magnet, it knows you're there. It then announces via text-to-speech, conference center or harbor or airport, things like that.
So the magnet, though, you're wearing like this little thing on your finger.
Yeah, exactly. So you do need to have something metallic or magnetic to actually sense the field.
Okay. So
either a little thimble or a ring on your finger or a stylus that's got a magnetic tip.
Okay. So you move around to a location, the magnet will stop your finger at a particular point, and then it will stop. What's the array of the magnets? What's the density of that?
So the density that we're working with right now is 16 by 9, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's actually pretty useful. You can do a lot of things like monthly calendars, games of Sudoku, crosswords,
sort
of stuff.
Right, that gives you 144 points.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's on roughly, how big of a touchscreen is that on about?
So it's 16 by 9 inches.
Okay, so one per inch.
Yeah, essentially. The pixels themselves are half an inch across, and they're spaced half an inch apart.
Okay. So right now you're running this on Windows or Regus or what's the...
Yeah, we're running on Windows right now. It works really well with the firmware that actually runs the technology underneath, but we are looking at things like Android and iOS.
Mm-hmm. Why do you choose magnets over other ways to present spatial information, tactile information, such as haptic or even lower tech stuff like just Braille and...
There's two kind of unique stories behind that. And one is that, when I started this, I was doing a master's degree in the field of cartography. So I was doing a lot of reading about the loss of one of the primary senses and things like that.
Okay.
But at the same time, I was really interested in people who were blogging in the piercing and tattooing community.
Oh, wow.
And what I came across was a blog from some guys in Toronto, and what they'd done was they'd actually implanted magnets under their fingertips.
Okay.
And the idea, you could implant a magnet under your skin, and instead of piercing something, you could just stick, the earring or the ornament onto their skin.
Onto the magnet.
Yeah, exactly. Ow. And so what they found once their skin healed up is they actually started to be able to sense magnetic fields. So they'd walk through a metal detector in a store, or they'd be typing on a laptop and the hard drive would spin up, and they'd actually be able to sense that. So I was reading these blogs and they were talking about this really fantastic new sixth sense at the same time as reading all this other academic literature about the loss of one of the main five senses. So I kind of put those two things together. And once I started digging into it, what I realized is that using magnets, because they'll pass through different materials, actually lets you start to create layered images. So if you think of, in a lot of ways, Photoshop and maps and things like that use layers to show where different things are happening in the same place. So you have a bus stop on a bus route on Main Street in San Diego in California, right?
Okay.
And the visual context, that's all done with transparency and overlaps and things like that. And that's something you can't do with Braille because you only get what the texture on top is.
Okay.
But because magnets will pass through, different materials, they'll pass through an LCD screen, they'll pass through a thermoform or a raised line Braille print,
right,
we can actually start to create those layered images that let you pack in a lot more information into the display.
Okay. When it comes to that, I noticed when we were playing with this a little earlier, you have some situations where maybe you could have a couple different magnets for, say, a transit route and have it pull from one to the other?
Yeah, exactly. So there's lots of different ways that we can kind of, you know, guide the user around the scene, either, you know, through activating and deactivating different magnets and different arrangements of magnets, but also things like providing cues to say, you know, your finger is at location B3 and the station that you're looking for is at station E5. Which kind of suggests that you need to go to the right,
right.
And that sort of
okay.
stuff. We can also do things like vibrational crosshair. So, you know, instead of painting around to try and find the location you're looking for, we just set it up so you scan across, and when you hit the vibration, mm-hmm. you know that you're on, you know, the X or Y axis of the point that you're looking for.
Now, you're here at the conference. It's my understanding you're trying to get a lot of user feedback, and from showing this here, what are you hearing from users, and what are they saying? It's good and bad.
Yeah, I mean, people are really interested. The sensation of the device is really unique, so everybody's eyes and smile kind of light up when they feel it. A lot of what we're getting is concern about what sort of content you could provide, what are the good resolutions and things like that. And that's concerns that we're looking for feedback on. What do people want to see first? What are the most important tactile graphics and apps and things like that that we need to provide? And other things like price point and stuff like that are other concerns.
What is your thinking for a price point? How do you make this a product? What would it cost?
So what we're looking at right now, and we're doing a really small first production run because we know that the first generation is going to change
sure.
a lot. So what we're doing at the conference is kind of opening it up. So we've done a package that's $5,000, which sounds like a lot, but it's $3,000 for the device. And
okay.
then included for anybody who gets in on the first production run is a content license that provides access to any content and software that comes afterwards. And so
okay.
that's only for the first, you know, 50 or 100 people that actually take okay. the plunge on this run. And then what we're looking at is, you know, we really want to decrease the price of the hardware as we go down so that we can get it into more people's hands and have them, you know, download and purchase software, you know, as it becomes available.
Does the cost come from because it's a limited run, or is it because of the cost of magnets are high? Or?
A bit of both. Yeah, I mean, so the fewer you make, the more expensive the production is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Fair enough. So, obviously, you want to get a lot of feedback and testing. If people want to learn more about this or get more information, what might be the best way to do that?
You know, just contact us at tactilis.com.
Go ahead, spell that.
TACTALIS.com. And it's
okay.
just the same on Twitter. It's at tactilis. So, TACTALIS. And that's probably the best way to go. We're, the website is kind of just launched, so we're adding new information as we go, and we want to encourage people to check back and let us know what they think.
Great. Thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you.
Blind Bargains is your home for the latest assistive technology news and reviews. Visit us at blindbargains.com or follow Blind Bargains on Twitter for the inside scoop.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.